So two on for the Raptors, one down. They've out-hit Traverse City 4-3, but unfortunately have committed two errors. Gustafsson sets and serves, and just below the zone, 1-0. One oh count, one down. The Raptors have something brewing. They've been scoreless since the 1-0. 2-0. So first base coach, Josh Nikoloff. And at third base for the Raptors, Orlando Rodriguez. One down, the 2-0. Swinging a ball hit into right field, running after it and making an easy catch is Crichton, but tagging out from second, going to third is Shane Taylor. So Taylor will get to third. Gallison remained at first. Two down, and perhaps the first run for the Raptors is 90 feet away. And Hogan Alixo, who grounded out too short on his last time up, we'll step in. Alixo batting at 286. And firing in the first offering. In four ball, 1-0. Gallison at first. Shane Taylor at third. Bottom of the order with Hogan Alixo. He's ahead in the count, 1-0. The 1-0 as he swings and pulls a ball into shallow right. And making the easy catch is Crichton for the third out. So the Raptors, two hits there, but unfortunately no runs for them. As Taylor got to third, wasn't able to get home. They trail 3-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Raptors are down 3-0. Traverse City, a run in the first, a run in the second, and a run in the third for them. So they just had great base running, timely hits. But the Raptors have out-hit Traverse City 4-3. So Andrew Manoli, who got a double on his last time up, out of Wofford University. So McGreddy, already with a strikeout today, serves in and showing bunt as Manoli pulls away but comes in for a strike, 0-1. Mekhi Negrete has come in. Graham's day has been finished as the 0-1 out and away. For a strike, though, 0-2. So Negrete heading the count 0-2. He'll look off. We'll come set. kicks and fires in the 0-2 down low for a ball 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Negrini again fires in the fourth offering, a swing and a bouncer that goes right into the glove of Negrini, reaches over his head, underneath throws it to Basir at first. One down. Jack Crichton will step in now. Return to the top of the order. 1-for-2 today with a run. So heads up play there from Negrini. Crichton, the first Pitts hitter to score today, as a swing and a ground ball that goes over to Broussard. Throws it across his body over to first, bounces it into the glove of Basir, but not in time before Crichton can get there. He is a speedy right fielder. And that's the fourth hit for the Pitts hitters. As Parker Brocious, the center fielder, grounded out to third and was hit by a pitch. So he's 0-for-1 today. One down, and Negrini checks off over at first, but not in time. And once again, pushing Crichton back towards the bag. He knows how much of a threat he is, because when he got to first in the first inning, he got to second on a stolen base and a third on a stolen base attempt. So he knows how much of a threat he is when running the bases. As the first offering comes in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. And once again, the throw over to first. Really having his eyes on him. But Crichton doesn't care. He leads off. One down, the 0-1. And just above the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And Crichton back towards the bag, a pickoff attempt again. So Parker Brocious out of Georgia Tech, a yellow jacket. And the 1-1 comes in, fouled off back side, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one down, bottom of the fifth. Each team with four hits, but the Raptors, two errors for them. The 1-2 comes in, up and away, out on the right edge for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down, the 2-2. Swing and a drive that just pulls away out on the first baseline, out of play. But good contact there from Brocious. Was hit by a pitch on his last appearance up at the plate. 2-2 count with one down. Negrini will come set, fire over to first, but Basir just a little bit late to the tag. So 2-2 count. Crichton once again leads off. The 2-2 offering just above the zone for a ball, 3-2. So the count runs full with one out. Negrini looks, serves the 3-2, swinging a ball, pulled away out on the right field side, coming under it and making the grab is Bobo in right field. Excellent catch there from Bobo. And Bobo had to make an acrobatic catch, fell down doing it for two down. Glenn Miller will step in. So for him today, 0-for-2, but two ground out RBIs. So he hasn't technically got a hit, As Negrete fires over to first, pushing Crichton once again at the bag. But how about that catch from Bobo? That ball was sailing in right field. Two down, one away, bottom of the fifth. Negrete serves in as a swing and a fly ball pulled away out right side, out of play. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Two down. Mekhi Negrete with already a strikeout today. He's allowed a hit, though, as he fires in. Has a swing and a line drive that drops into right center field. Rounding second, heading for third, and going fourth. A throw from Johnson into Holigzo, the play at the plate, and he gets him out in time. As the umpire looks as he made the decision. And did he not tag him? And now does. So Holigzo tags out Crichton. And that will take us to the top of the sixth inning. Raptors trail 3-0. We head to the top of the sixth. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
To the top of the sixth inning we go. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Well, the Raptors find themselves down 3-0. They've been out hit by the Pitts Pitters 5-4. But unfortunately for them, they've committed two errors. Ty Johnson will step in. Struck out swinging. And also was hit by a pitch. So he's 0-1 today. As Gustafson will fire in and serve outside for a ball. 1-0. Aaron Gustafson, 5 innings pitched. 57 pitches, allowing 4 hits but 2 strikeouts. As the second offering comes in and paints the left edge of the zone. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Gustafson, the 1-1, a swing and a ground ball over to first. And stepping on the bag is Traficante for one down. One out. This brings up Logan Hugo. 0-2. Grounded out to third twice. So Raptors, 4 hits for them, but no runs. You wonder, can they start to get things going? As Gustafson serves in the first offering, and a swing and a ball popped out into left center, and making the easy catch is Brocious for 2 down. So a fly out from Hugo, and this brings up Jack Passier. Flew out to right, grounded out to short. He's a guy that really can get things going. He's batted a 345 for Pepperdine, batting a 317 this year so far as the first offering comes down on the dirt, 1-0. The 1-0 offering and breaking ball in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike with two down. Gustafson swings and misses as Basir down and low, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Once again, the kick, the fire, up and out of the zone, 2-2. So deuces across the board. Traverse City looking for a 1-2-3 inning once again. The 2-2. Basir pops the ball out right side, out of play. So Basir away from the team in the past two games, back in the lineup tonight. As the 2-2, swinging a ball just pulled out on the right side. So the count remains at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and 2 outs. The kick, the fire, and Basir grounds a ball out on the third base line, out of play. So the Raptors have been held scoreless through 5 2/3 innings. As Gustafson sets and serves a 2-2 up and out of the zone. Pushed away for a ball. Count runs full. So can the Raptors start to get some hits? The 3-2 and fouled off left side. Basir working the count, staying alive. On a chilly 60-degree evening, lights have turned on. And beautiful Turtle Creek Stadium. The 3-2 fouled back on the right side. And once again, Basir staying alive. He's a guy that really can swing the bat. 11 RBIs for him. 12 runs. He's at 26 hits this season. So two down, one away. The payoff. Swing and a miss outside for strike number 3. So the Raptors have been scoreless for 6 innings. We head to the bottom of the 6th. They trail 3-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, north winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 83. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, lows around 59. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday, 82. Wednesday, 84. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Pitts bitters 3, Raptors 0. And now Traverse City due up to bat. Colin Summerhill, 0 for 2 today, the DH. Out of Northern Illinois. So a Husky on the first offering from Negrete. A swing and a drive into center field, backpedaling and making an easy catch as Hugo for one down. So this brings up Devin Hukel, who got a base hit and grounded out to first. So Summerhill popped out to second in right field and then flew out to center. As Hukel will see the first offering from Negrete in fourth strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike. One down. The 0-1. And pulled out backside. Out of play, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Up and away, swing and a miss, strike number 3. 3 straight strikes for Makai Negrete, and that's his second strikeout of the evening. And this brings up Camden Traficante. 1-for-3 today. And also, 0-for-2 today. Flew out to second and grounded out to third. As Negrete serves in, out and away for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with two down. Negrete looks, kicks, fires the 1-0. Pulled away out right side, out of play. 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. So the left-hander of Makai Negrete on the right-handed batter of Traficante. From Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. The 1-1. Swing and a miss upstairs. If I remember correctly, a couple of the players on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders play for that college. So once again, we see a lot of different players in this league play for the same college. The 1-2 way upstairs. 2-2. Glenn Miller, the third baseman from Eastern Michigan, plays his collegiate ball with Hugo. So right there, there's a resemblance. The 2-2 out and below the zone for a ball. So the count runs full with two down. Bottom six. Pitts bitters 3, Rafter 0. The 3-2. And popped out right side, out of play. So once again, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pitts bitters have out-hit the Rafters 5-4. The 3-2. Swinging a ball pulled out left field side. Out of play, but just on the third baseline in foul territory. A 3-2 count with two down. The set, the serve, and a swing, and a ball hit into center field, and reaching out, making an easy grab is Hugo for the third out. So top of the seventh, we go Rafters, Terrell 3-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Six innings down, three more to go. We head to the top of the seventh inning as the pitch hitters lead 3-0. Brendan Bobo will step in. 0-2 today. And the right fielder, Rafters have been out hit 5-4. They've committed two errors, though, as Gustafson fires in and pulled away out on the right field line for a strike, 0-1. So Bobo batting in the cleanup spot. Down on the count, 0-1, has once again fouled backside, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And Gustafson will kick wind, serve the 0-2, swing and a ground ball over to the second baseman. Hukol scoops it up in the glove, flings it on over to first for one down. So Garrett Broussard will step in. Hasn't got a hit on two at-bats. Flew out and grounded out. So Gustafson has tallied three strikeouts, 74 pitches for him, as a swing and a ball pulled out left side near the dugout of Traverse City, 0-1. No balls and a strike with one down. The kick, the 0-1, swing and a fly ball hit into center field. Running back after it, not making the grab in time is Brocious. Rounding first, heading for second is Broussard, and he'll stop at second. Big hit there for Garrett, and a much-needed one. A runner in scoring position. Brocious wasn't able to track it down. Broussard stands at second, and a person who's been on fire for the Rafters today, Shane Taylor, is 2-for-2. He'll step in. Broussard a little dance after he made that big hit over towards the dugout. But one down, Gustafson will look and fire as Taylor cracks one into the second baseman of Hukol, flips it on over to first for two down, but Broussard gets to third. So Broussard at third, Taylor grounds out. Now Anthony Gallison, who got a base hit on his last at-bat, will step in. So once again, Gustafson fires, swinging a ground ball over to third in Miller. Flips it on a one-hop bounce just in time to traffic Conte. So Broussard will not get the run, and the Pitts bidders still lead 3-0 We go bottom 7-7 here on WFHR.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions for relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh we go as a pitching change comes through for Wisconsin Rapids. Anthony Benetti will step in, the rising senior from Tampa, Florida, and attends Barry University. He's had five games, appeared in with a 1-0 record, six innings pitched, allowing three hits and two runs, but also six strikeouts for a 3.0 ERA. So Negrete's day is done. He went three innings, 34 pitches for him, allowing two hits and two strikeouts. So Benetti, the third pitcher from the Rafters bullpen today, as he'll set in on Dylan Carey. Carey 0-2, grounded out and got on first off of an error as he skies a ball into shallow left center. And making the catch is Broussard for one down. So Carey skies and pops out. And this will bring up Tyler Minnick. Struck out today. 0-2. So another Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. So Anthony Benetti played his 2021 season with the Kalamazoo Growlers. So here in his second summer in the Northwoods League, heading the count 0-1. No balls a strike with one down. Benetti kicks, winds, and fires the 0-1 way outside. 4-1. One ball, one strike. Benetti will look. Deliver the 1-1 just above the zone. 4-1. 2 balls a strike. Anthony Benetti facing his second batter today. The 2-1 below the zone and comes in. So Minnick ahead in the count, 3-1. Each team with five hits, but Traverse City with a run in the first, second, and third. And it's been scoreless ever since. The 3-1 way down low and brushes there for ball number four. So Minnick draws a walk. He'll take first. And this brings up Andrew Manley batting in the nine hole. 1-2 today. So the left-hander on the right-handed pitcher of Benetti. One down. The fire in, a swing and a ground ball over to Johnson. Flips it over to the second, and Broussard whips it on over to first for a double play, a 4-6-3 double play. And the chemistry from Johnson and Broussard put on display once again. We head to the top of the eighth inning. Rafters trail 3-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning, Pitts bitters 3, Rafters 0. They've been scoreless through 7 innings of baseball. 2 more to go for them. They're trying to get back in this ball game. Jorge Degani will step in the right-handed batter's box on Aaron Gustafson. Still on the mound. He's had 7 innings of work so far, 78 pitches. He serves in the first pitch in for a strike. 0-1. Has allowed 5 hits but 3 strikeouts. So Traverse City has just played exceptional baseball on the defensive side. Haven't forced or committed any errors. 1-1 count. Gustafson fires. Degani swings low for a strike. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Coming set, firing in the 1-2. Swinging a ball, pushed out right side, out of play. And in foul territory. 1-2. There is just like 8 or 9 kids waiting on the concourse. As soon as a ball goes over the net, they are all just absolutely darting towards that ball. They've been doing it the entire game. So ball comes in low for a 2-2 count. 3 of them have their mitts out. So it's great to see that kids are getting engaged with the game. The 2-2, swinging a shallow bouncer over towards the third baseman, Miller. One-hands it, flips it on over to first. That goes behind the first baseman in traffic. Conte Degotti's running towards second. And the first error of the game for the Pitts hitters comes here in the eighth. So Degani the second, and a big error there for Traverse City. Nobody down, a runner in scoring position. And the bottom of the order, Hogan Eligso, 0-2. So the catcher, the Creighton Blue Jay, a big part of their hitting success this season. Was a guy that batted a 314 for them. So Gustafson will set and serve just up and outside for a ball. So the Rafters needed a little bit of luck, and they certainly got it. Miller couldn't get it over to Traficante. As Degatti gets back, slides headfirst into the bag at second. And Gustafsson was all over that. Hukel Lake to the tag. 1-0 count. One ball, no strikes. Top of the eighth inning. The 1-0. Just up and outside once again. Same pitch, same result. Two balls, no strikes. So setting in is Gustafsson. He'll come set. Fire the 2-0. And just below the zone for the third ball. So three straight balls. A 3-0 count. Could the Raptors have something brewing here in the top of the eighth? Degatti stands at second. Gustafsson will come set. The 3-0 and finds the top side of the zone. 3-1. Three balls a strike. Holigzo stands in. Gustafsson will kick and rifle in the 3-1 pitch up and above. Swing and a miss for Holigzo, 3-2. So full count with nobody down. This is the big pitch here for Hogan Holigzo. Was ahead in the count, 3-0, but two straight strikes for Gustafsson. He'll look. The 3-2, swinging a ground ball over to Miller at third, and darts it on over to first into the glove of Traficante for one down. That ball just got there in the nick of time, but Degatti moves to third. So a runner 90 feet away from getting on the board for the Raptors. One down, Ty Johnson, who's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. Not many games you see him come up empty without a hit. As the first offering comes down low and in for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. Gustafsson looks at third. Degatti stands there now. And the 1-0. Johnson swings and misses inside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1. Johnson swings and lines a ball into center. Tagging up the throw from Brocious is not in time. Degatti will cross home plate, and the first run of the game comes here in the top of the eighth inning. Raptors cut it to a two-run ball game, and now it's 3-1. So a sac fly RBI from Ty Johnson sends Degatti home. So Logan Hugo will step in. Two down, one away here for Traverse City. Hugo, no hits today. As the first offering comes in and brushes the right edge for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike. The 0-1. Hugo swings and lines a ball into deep center. And that goes over. Brocious, the head of Brocious, bounces at the wall. Hugo will take second and retreat back towards the bag. So Hugo's at second. And a big hit here for the Raptors. Tying run at the plate with Jack Basir. So perhaps the Raptors can pounce on the pitch hitters when Gustafsson's a little bit tired. 95 pitches for him. And it looks like a pitching change could be in store now. As pitching coach Brian Martin heading out there now. And Gustafsson's day is done. 95 pitches. He went 7 2/3 inning allowing 7 hits, a run, and 3 strikeouts. But Hugo stands at second, belted a ball into deep center. But the Rafters, they have an opportunity here. Already one run scored. 3-1 game. As the pitcher in for the Pitts Bitters, Nate Blaine, a rising redshirt senior from Canton, Michigan, and Madonna University. A guy that's appeared in 6 games, a 4-1 record, 20 2/3 innings of work, allowing 16 hits and 3 runs, but he's acquired 18 strikeouts for a 1.3 ERA. So the trustworthy right-hander who played in the Northwoods League for a team in 2020 called the Great Lakes Resorters. They are definitely not a team anymore, but here in his first summer with Traverse City, second in the Northwoods League. So Nate Blaine getting warmed up now, but Hugo at second, and Basir is due up. So you have Basir and Bobo up next, if Basir can get a hit here, pending what he does. But you got your two powerful hitters. The door is open. Yes, there's 2 outs, but you have a run. You're only down 2. The tying run is at the plate. So if the Rafters can find a way to get a hit here with Basir, or for him to even get on base, this will be big. But he's 0-3 today, and we know he's a guy that can get a hit at any given time. So 2 down, Hugo stands at second. Nate Blaine, the right-hander, will set in now. He'll fire and find a fastball right down Main Street in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. The 0-1, just above the zone. Hugo is ready to take third, retreats back towards second. 1-1. One ball and 1 strike. Blaine fires the 1-1 as Basir swings and just pulls the ball out on the third base line and fouled. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. On a chilly 58-degree night here in Traverse City. Fans are all bundled up, and you can't blame them. 1-2 count. Nate Blaine on his 4th pitch of the night. The 1-2 way down low, and Minnick had to reach out and make the grab. Because if that goes behind him, Hugo is surely taking third. So once again, Blaine will set in. Deuces across the board. Blaine kicks, fires in the 2-2. Way down low and out and away. Ball 3. So full count with 2 down. Huge pitch here for this game. Rafters already got a run. They trail 3-1. As Blaine fires in, way down low for ball number 4. So Basir will take first. Hugo remains at second. And now this is a time for Brendan Bobo. Bobo, a 3-run home run yesterday in the 2nd inning. And then a solo home run in the 9th. A 5 RBI day for him. He's up to 14 RBIs on the season. So, Brendan Bobo, your time is now. 2 runners on for the Rafters. Blaine fires in and finds a zone inside for a strike, 0-1. Bobo batting a 213. 10 hits on 47 at-bats. The 0-1. as he swings and drives the ball into center and reaching out, making the grab is Brocious for a second. That looked like that could have hit some green space, but it did not. So the Rafters get a run, but the Pittsbitters still lead 3-1. We head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Pittsbitters 3, Rafters 1, as Wisconsin Rapids got a run from a Ty Johnson sac fly RBI that allowed DeGotti to get home. But they were halted as Nate Blaine was able to come in, relieve the pitching duties, and get it done. So Jack Creighton, top of the order, down to the count 0-1 with Benetti back on the mound. He fires in. And a check swing coming across in time, 0-2. So after this inning, the Rafters will have one more opportunity in the ninth. No balls, two strikes. Benetti sets, fires in the 0-2, up and away, out for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Benetti will kick, fire the 1-2. A swing and a ball drifted out on the right side that stays in the ballpark, and making the grab is Basir for one down. It was pulling foul near the bleachers, but making the grab was Basir for one down. So Parker Brocious, the center fielder, was able to catch that last flyout from Bobo. If that dropped, Hugo would have definitely got home. And then Basir would have definitely probably took second or third. As the first offering comes in, fouled backside, 0-1. That ball was just a couple feet to the left. No balls, a strike. Wind moving from left to right. Anthony Benetti, who's not had a strikeout today, one walk. As he fires a swing and a ground ball that goes behind Benetti, up the middle, rolls into center field. And Brocious will take first on his first hit of the evening. So Glenn Miller will step in. Miller 1-for-3 today. Two RBIs, and both of his RBIs came into his first two at-bats, two grounded RBIs. So for him, only getting one hit, but drawing in two runs. That's the main thing for him. So the first offering comes in just outside of the zone, 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down. Benetti kicks, fires in, and ball rolls in low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, and one down. At first is Brocious. The 2-0. And low and away for a ball. 3-0. 3-0 count with one down. Brocious the leadoff. Benetti will come set, fire in, and find the strike zone. 3-1. So all three of the Traverse City runs came in the first, second, and third inning. They got a run in each. Been scoreless since. Rafters got a run here in the top half of this inning. But the 3-1 in four strikes. So Benetti fighting back in this count, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The count runs full. A swing and a bouncer over to Taylor. Comes out, attacks it, throws it to first for the second out. So Taylor attacking that ball for two down, but advancing to second was Brocious. So Colin Summerhill, the DH, not gotten a hit on three at-bats. Rafters have out-hit the pitch hitters 7-6. But two errors for them have come up costly. So Benetti looks back towards second, and retreating towards the bag was Brocious. He's got the leadoff. Benetti will look in once again. He'll bend low. Kick and deliver. A swing and a fly ball that's drifting away out on the right side. Basir just can't make the grab in time as that hits the netting above the dugout. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Benetti will shake it off. He'll come set. Look over at second. And fire in the 0-1. A swing and a ball. Well hit into deep center field. Hugo runs after it and makes the catch for the third out. So the Rafters will have one more opportunity. They trail 3-1. We head to the top of the ninth here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth, we go. Rafters trail 3-1. And one more opportunity for them to try to get back in this ball game. They got a run in the top of the eighth. And Garrett Broussard, the shortstop, will step in. So in the batting order, 5, 6, and 7. Broussard lines a ball into left center.